So do you choose which brother? Present brothers? Which one? Anyone? Okay, well, sister, brother is discussion. Sister. Okay, Sophia. Brother, name one. Give me a name. Timothy. Okay, Timothy, come out. Stand vulnerable. The question is that since Jesus is the heavenly leader to heavenly kingdom, he is the way. And considering water baptism, we say it's entrance. And there are seven steps. Write down the seven steps of water baptism. Go. Including verses, including verses. Verses. Let me see how fast they can do. Then, if we need help, I can call you. Hey, hey, hey! Shh.
It has to be in order.
Yeah, gotta be in order.
I think that was an independent issue too.
The first three one gotta be in order. First three one gotta be in order. The rest of it is can the last four one can be random. Okay, call another one to help. Another one, my brother to help. Another one. Call another one. No, no answer. Another sister to help. Come. Another brother. Who is the brother to help? No notes. No notes. No notes. No notes. No notes. Just another one. Just two, no three, y'all. I think they're all winning. this will be the test. If there's a test. This is supposed to be very easy, right? I mean, you think about, you got to repent first, right? Matthew, yes. I will tell the verses later. Yeah. Because I was not there. I will give you the verses later on, right? Oh, that is very good. Okay, so it's very easy to remember, right? Because before you got baptized, first off, you got what? Believe, right? Right? Hello?
Yes.
Believe and be baptized, right? And then you got to repent, right? Then you just remember Acts 2:38, repent and be baptized, yeah? In the name of Jesus for the remission of sin, right? So these three is supposed to be easy to remember, right? One is Mark 16:16. The other two is in Acts 2:38, right? Make sense? Yeah. Now you go to the water, you think about three in one. When you go to the water, what is the three in one? Over here, right? This verse. There are three in one. What are the three in one? Now let's turn to the Bible. 1 John chapter 5. Chapter 5, verse 6. Chapter 5, verse 6. Not 16, brother. 6. But it's pretty good. At least 1:6 is over there. 5:6. Let Jamin read. Yeah, 1 John 5:6. It's a very important verse.
This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not only by water, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who bears witness, because the Spirit is true.
Okay, 7.
7. For there are three that bear witness in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit.
8. Yes, these three agree. So think about this first. So got to be blood, water, and Holy Spirit. So water, got to be living water. Holy Spirit become one, right? And then there's a blood, right? Holy Spirit, blood, and water become one. Therefore, blood is not something you can do. Blood is from God. So it's not, we don't write it over here, right? Three become one, right? Shui, Xue, Sheng Ling, right? Yeah, blood is from Jesus Christ. So, of course, Holy Spirit is from Jesus. But over here, someone got to have Holy Spirit in order to do it. Right? And then, got to have living water. Okay? But when the person come in, these two, think about when a person go into the water, he got to bow his head, right? And got to fully immersed. Just think about as if you are at the baptismal site. So it's so easy to remember. These four are at the baptismal site. You got to pray. When you go to baptism, you pray, right? We pray, right? And then we go to living water, right? So this is how easy to remember it. You think about Mark 16:16. You start to believe, and you think about Acts 2:38, then you have three answers already. Then the other four is all at baptismal side. You pray first, right? You go into living water. Now what do? You fully immersed. You pray, prayer, of course, is for Holy Spirit. And you fully immersed, your head's bowed down. So that's how easy it is, a water baptism. It's 5 minutes, but Jesus has been preparing it for a long time. Oh, look, God has been prepared this way for a long time. That's why we say it is by grace, not by work. Now, let's turn to the Bible verses, right? We mentioned that, yesterday we talked about the name of Jesus, not the name of Father and Son and Holy Ghost. And I ask you, give me a homework. why the Father's name is Jesus. Anybody do the homework? What is it? Yes, yes. Okay. Any other verses? We already mentioned that Jesus and Father are one. What else? Any other verses? Do you have any other verses? Okay. What are the other verses? John 5:43. Let me see. John 5:43. Let's go. John 5:43. John 5:43. Shannon, can you read? This is also very good. I have come on my Father's name. There's another one. Let's turn to John. This one is write it down. So it's what? John 5? But this is a different one. This is Father's name. John 5 what? Huh? 43. 43, huh? Go to John 17. John 17. I like this one. John 17:11. I did not call your name for a long time. Jia Hao. Can you read loud? Your name that you have given me, right? Your name, Father, your name that you have given me. Make sense? Hello? Yeah. And then go to Hebrew, chapter 1. You know what? I think you should memorize those verses. At least memorize the books or chapter. You don't need to maybe the verse. When you flip to it, that would be wonderful. But of course, you're still young. You can memorize. That's fine. Chapter 1, verse 4. Hebrew 1:4. Paul. You guys are so cooperative. Okay. 1:4. He has by inheritance obtained the more excellent name, right? So his name is by what? Hello? His name is by what? By? Read again. Read again, Paul. By what? Yes, by inheritance. His name was by inheritance. What does it mean? You are poor. You are poor. You marry a girl, a sister. You give us a birth to a son. His name is Paul Jr. So it's by inheritance, right? Junior Paul. Paul Jr. Right? So it's by inheritance. So the Father is Jesus. The Son is Jesus Jr. Jesus, right? By inheritance. Understand? So this is the verse. So even though Matthew, last chapter, says that, Jesus says that you go and baptize people in the name of the Father and the Son and Holy Ghost, the Father's name is Jesus, right? And Jesus, the Son's name is Jesus. And the Spirit is the Spirit of Father, and the Spirit of Son, his name is Jesus as well. Okay, so now you know that. This is a very important verse too. Let's turn to Acts chapter 4. Acts chapter 4, 12. Acts 4:12. Acts 4:12. Why we use the name of Jesus Christ? Rachel. Okay, Jesus, this name was given for our salvation. No other name was given except this name. Yeah, so that's why this name is so important. That's why, can you find out in the book of Acts how many times they baptized in the name of Jesus? Huh? Can you find it out? Can you do the homework? Can you find it out from the book of Acts? How many times they used the name of Jesus to baptize? One is in chapter 2, 38, of course. One is in chapter 8. One is in chapter 10. One is in chapter 19. Another is when you dig it out. That is all the answer. Yeah, that is the answer, right? So, can you find in the book of Acts people baptized using the name of Father and Son and Holy Spirit? No, right? That's why disciples know the truth, because the Bible said when the Holy Spirit come, Holy Spirit will guide you into the truth, right? That's why they will guide you into the truth. Therefore, they know which name to use to baptize people. Okay, so this one is done. And why full immersion? Let's turn to Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6, verse 3 and 4. Who can read? Mark. So to baptize with Christ is to die, to bury, and resurrect together with Jesus Christ, right? From these three verses, yeah? Right? Now, die and bury, anybody bury 1 foot and 1 finger outside of the tomb? No, right? Bury, got to be fully buried, right? That's why we say it is full immersion. Not only that, if you read how Eunuch was baptized in Acts chapter 8, turn to Acts chapter 8. Acts chapter 8, verse 36 to 39. 8:36 to 39. Edwin, please read. Went down into the water. Both of them went down into the water. It's amazing, the baptized and the one to be baptized, they all both went down into the water. according to my experience, I think eunuch has some handicap. Otherwise, Philip do not need to go down into the water. Right? Usually when we baptize people, right, we do not fully immerse into, right, totally. But when we baptize some handicapped person, we really got to, for example, I carry someone, right? Or someone carries someone at the back, right? And they both of them went into the water. You know what I'm saying? So I from these verses, because both of them went into the water, made me think, the Bible did not say, made me think eunuch could be a handicapped person. Right? Otherwise, Philip do not need to go into. You know what I'm trying to say? So when you say into, you check the Greek word. It's really into. So it's fully immersed. Right? What is that? Acts 8? Which verse? Huh? 38, huh? Oh. So they are into the water, fully immersed. Again, another verse, Matthew 3, says that Jesus came out of the water, right? Remember that verse? Jesus was baptized, he came out of the water, right? Must first go in, then go out, right? If you do not go in, how can you go out, right? Not only that, by the word of baptism, in Greek, this is emerge. The meaning of this word, in Greek, it is emerged. Okay? Hello? Understand? If sprinkling is used, Philip do not need to go into the water. I bet eunuch, they were working in the wildernesses, right? They might have some water prepared. Just use that. That's good enough, right? So must be a fountain or something. How do you say 绿洲? O-S? O-S. Oasis. Oasis. Yeah. Oasis, and they got fountain, and they got baptized over there, right? And Hebao Dam. Do you know where can we find verse Hebao Dam? Oh. Remember Romans 6, right? Let's go to Romans 6. If there's a test, this got to be the test, because this is how you study with your friends, right? You preach to your friends. Why do we do Hebao Dam? Verse 5. Chapter 6, verse 5. Romans 6, 5. See, this is the same, right? All in Romans 6, right? So, 6, 5. Sabrina? Okay, if we, say it again, united with its likeness of his death, right? Yeah. So we united with the likeness of his death. So what is the likeness of Jesus' death? John 19. I think you learned this in the past, right? Did you? Huh? Did you learn this in the past? And how come you cannot give me answer? Because you do not memorize it, do you? Or you never preach. If you preach to a friend once, you will memorize those verses. Or if you want to go to Africa, those verses got to in your brain, because you got to flip it all the time. 1930. Angela. Okay, Jesus said, finish, right? And bow his head and give up his spirit. Now, this is a sequence over here. Did he give up his spirit first, then naturally, because of gravity, he bowed his head? Or he bowed his head first, then he give up his spirit? What is the sequences? Right. So he did not give up his spirit. First of all, unpurposely, he bowed his head, right? Not that yet, right? And then he gave up his spirit, right? So So that's why there's a head bow dance, action over here. It's not naturally gravity, you give up a spirit, then naturally head bow down. No, it's not like that. Then some churches are saying that, okay, if you want to be so fussy about this, of course there are spiritual meaning too. Head bow down, like the tax collector, when he prayed, do you remember the stories said by Jesus? Tax collector and the Pharisees pray in front of Jesus, in front of God. The tax collector always posted him, oh, I fasted, oh, I did not, I offer tithes, and I do not do evil things, that's the tax collector. But what does the tax collector do? He bow his head, beat his chest. Oh, forgive me, for I am a sinner, right? So whose prayer was accepted? The Pharisees or the tax collector? Tax collector. So he bowed down also a way of to repent, a way to acknowledge that we are not worthy of God's grace, right? So there's a spiritual meaning also. That's why head bowed down is right. But somebody is saying that since Jesus was crucified this way, so when we baptized, our two hands shall stretch up and then head bowed down. Do we need to do that? Doing this and head bowed down. Because you want to unite it in the likeness of his death. No, because the robber always do this. So the only difference, when he said finish, the only difference in his 形状, likeness, only head bowed down. Okay? Okay, so please remember at least, if not the verse, at least the chapter, right? And why do we need Holy Spirit? It's very important because, again, Holy Spirit is God. God himself is able to pour the blood that is flowed 2,000 years ago. And then you will move on the water, the blood will be there, and then you are immersed in the blood because only blood can forgive sin. Make sense? Huh? Is blood forgive your sin, yeah? Is the water forgive your sin or blood forgive your sin? Blood wash away your sin, not water, okay? Hello? Yeah? So blood is important. So Holy Spirit, bear witnesses. The blood is over there. So this is 1 John chapter 5, 6, right? You said 16, right? Yeah? But it's 6. 6 to 8, actually. Not only that, Holy Spirit got to be present over there. You got to be baptized by someone who has Holy Spirit. Also, that person need to be sent. Need to be sent. Can you just go out and baptize people in the name of Jesus Christ? You. Huh? Why? Why you cannot go out and baptize people in the name of Jesus? You are not sent. Got to be sent. Sending is so important. Let's turn to John. John chapter 20, verse 21. John 20, verse 21 to 23. Nin hao. So when we decided to baptize people or not, we already decided to forgive their sin or not, right? So Jesus said, as the Father has sent me, I'm going to send you, right? And he breathed on them with a breath, right? That is a prophecy of they are going to receive Holy Spirit in the Pentecostal time, right? Hello? You understand this truth? Okay, so it's important, as Father sent me, when did When did the Father send Jesus? When Jesus was baptized, he get up, Holy Spirit came down, right? When Holy Spirit came down, he was sent. And as the Father sent him, he's going to send disciples. So he breathed them as a prophecy that they will receive Holy Spirit. Then they have the power to forgive sin, right? So we need to be sent. Anybody sent by the church, for example, I come here not on my own. I come here to teach, not because I volunteer. I was sent to come here to teach. Understand? Now, of course, sometimes, for example, Pastor Samuel, when he was a TDB student, he go to Africa with me. Then I got to, because I'm a little bit more senior, and he's a young guy, so I asked him to do the water baptism with me. We are in the water. Now, after I demo two or three people, right? Because both of us are sent by IA to go there, right? Then I tell him, now you do it. You do the water baptism. Even though you're not a minister yet, right? But I, kind of a senior minister, sent a younger minister to do this, right? So even though he was not a full-time preacher, he also got sent to do the following baptism. I was there watching him because I demo for him, and then he can continue to do it. Understand? Because water baptism, sometimes you need some techniques. Actually, even though I said techniques, sometimes I'm not very technical. Because, for example, baptizing baby, right? How do you baptize baby? You cannot hold a baby and do like this, right? Because the mother will cry, because usually you hold it over here, hold a baby over here, right? And you and the baby go in together. So the baby is safe, as if they were covered by something, blanket, or this is as a blanket, right? And of course, head bow down, so their face is outside, right? And then this way, go down this way, right? Understand? Of course, there are some techniques need to be learned. But because sometimes I have too much love for babies, so I do it very quick. So I do it. And sometimes they are not fully immersed. Once I was doing this in one of the church in South Carolina. And the father was the bank. First time, because I do it too fast, the father said, oh, preacher, it's not fully merged. Okay, we do it second time. Then I do it second time, right? Then everybody thought that it's fully merged, right? But after the baptism, the baby will cry every night around 12 o'clock, midnight. For about 1 week or 2 weeks consecutively, every night when it comes to midnight, he will cry. The baby will cry, right? Then the parents was very curious, how come? After one baptism, it's like that. Then they check the video again, the video that I baptized the baby, right? And they check, oh, it's not, even the second time, it's not fully emerged. So I said, Pastor, the baby was not fully emerged. Okay, I'm sorry, let's do it again. So that baby was baptized third time, and after the third time, not quite no more, right? So because, yeah, I am in a hurry. I'm a hurry guy. Usually, if you do a little bit longer, don't suffocate it, the baby, though, longer, then it won't happen. Anyway, but my point is that sending, you got someone to send. We have a brother my age. He did not go to church for a long time. But suddenly, he got very zealous. He preached to many friends. And he started to baptize for them. He's not even sent by the church. Right? The church don't know what he was doing. Of course, you are not in NYTS, otherwise I will ask you to do a homework. Find out all the words sent in the book of John. You're going to find out many sent in the book of John. Even Jesus said, I do not come here on my own. My Father sent me. Many times. So sending is very important. That's why the church has an order. Not everybody just go out there and randomly baptize people. You know what I'm trying to say? So, Holy Spirit, not only we have Holy Spirit, but we need to be sent. Huh? If, let's say, if there's a church, they also baptize the same way we baptize. They head bow down, and they also use the name of Jesus Christ. They have everything. Do you think their baptism will be valid? And why is not? Oh, God, of course, I already said. Or why is yes, they are valid? Other church baptized the same mode like us, the same way like us. But how come, what do you think, if their baptism is valid or not? What do you think, Timothy? Why not? Yes. Oh. Even though exactly the same way, but they are not sent. True Jesus Church is the last. Elijah got sent to do harvesting. Oh. And there's only one church, right? We started about it, right? So even though they have exactly the same mode, but they don't have the promised Holy Spirit, then still there's no blood in the water. Remember, yeah? Why there's a blood? Because the Holy Spirit, yeah? Yeah? Without blood, it's not complete. The sin is not forgiven. Need to have blood. Sometimes so people also go to living water like us. When I was in Africa, because there's only one place very suitable for water baptism, there's living water, and people are waiting in line after our church. There's another church want to be at the same position, but guess what? When I look at them, they do not do head bow down. They do this way. Oh. You know what? If this is the right way, heads up. I think Philip had problem to baptize eunuch. Because if you baptize this way, right? How many people do you think got to lift that person up? At least two, right? But Philip only one, right? Philip and eunuch go into the water together, right? If he baptized eunuch this way, I guess Philip had trouble to lift him. Because at least you need two to understand. So, of course, this is only to let you know that other people also use living water. Oh, why do we need to use living water? Why? Why? Let's turn to Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 2. This is not a direct verse, but indirectly we know that living water is important. Jeremiah 2. Jeremiah 2:13. Jeremiah 2:13. Enoch, can you read? Of course, over here it's not directly talk about water baptism, but the Spirit is there. They forsaken the living water of fountain and dig for themselves a system which cannot hold water. So God was saying that he was living one. And you shall not do this. Of course, again, I want to say that this is not a direct verse, but indirectly we can see it is. But where do we find living water is important? Number one, Jesus called to Jordan River. Right? Matthew 3, right? Hello? And not only that, the Bible always, when you talk about sin forgiven, always talk about fountain, or talk about ocean, or living water. Let's turn to Zechariah chapter 13. Zechariah chapter 13, verse 1. Zechariah chapter 13, verse 1. No, you got to memorize all those verses. I'm sorry. You don't need to memorize it. You just need to flip it many times. Flip it many times. You test one another. Test one another. You know, where is the verse? And you flip it for one another as if you're preaching to your friends. Many times, naturally, you can memorize it, okay? You don't need to just... because if you use your brain try to memorize it, next time you'll forget about it. make sure you talk to each other, preach to each other, and flip all the verses. It's easier for you to memorize that way. Understand? Zechariah 13:1. Zechariah 13:1. Deborah. Yeah, fountain for sin cleaning, yeah? Right? This is a fountain. Fountain in the oasis. This fountain is not like the one you think about. You go to the market and there's a fountain, you can drink water from it, right? It's not like that. The fountain is like in oasis, there's a living fountain came out, right? That type of fountain. Okay? Hello? Understand? Let's turn to Mark, Mijiasu. How do you say Mijiasu in English? Huh? Micah chapter 7, very last chapter, verse 19. Vivian. Okay, it's hard to find it. 7:19. Yes, he will cast our sin into the depth of the sea, right? So please try to memorize those verses. And test one another. Preach to one another in your break or in your self-study time. So you get familiar with those verses, okay? Yeah, those are the way. Those are the way, the truth, and life that can lead you to salvation. Can I erase it? Now, maybe erase this side. Now, after water baptism, you are a saint. You put on Jesus Christ. You are holy in status. 身份上你是一个圣洁的人. You become son of God in status. But in deeds, deeds in behavior, is it the same word? Behavior. You got to rely on the Holy Spirit to renew yourself. 重生的己跟圣灵的更新, got a regeneration of the Holy Spirit. Meaning that you got to rely on the Lord to regenerate you so that you can truly become a better person day by day. Because you got to determine that you will change to a new person, right? This concept is very important for anyone who wants to be baptized. Let's turn to 2 Corinthians. Chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 and 18. Marvin, can you read? Okay, I think this verse is good. All things have become new. You're in Christ. Everything become new. All things has been passed. So you got to tell everyone who wants to be baptized, now you will be a new person. You'll be newborn. You shall be very different, no? You were die and buried, and you repented, and then you came out, not only status, you are new. From now on, your value, your direction, everything got to be a new concept. You are now like a Hebrew, not Shebrew. Hebrew. What does it mean by Hebrew? Anyone? Huh? Yes, you go, Hebrew means that 从大河那边来的人, a person come from the other side of the river. You are a different person. You are from the other side of the river. You are separated. So your value, your direction, everything got to be different from anybody else, right? So because everything is new, you got to determine to be a new man. You got to determine. Determine, right? Determine to be a new man. Now, of course, at that time, you are a baby, you do not know. But now you know, you got to understand that, yes, status, you are new, but deeds, 行为上, you got to strive to be a new man day by day. Maybe I shared this testimony with you in the past. There was a sister who is going to be baptized. Before he went into the water to die and bury with Jesus Christ, before he went in, as if time is freezed, she saw a vision. She saw her house. And then the zoom into her room, and zoom into the bed, and zoom into the pillows. When she saw the pillow, she started to shed tears. You know why? Did I tell you the story? Because in the whole world, only she knew that she saw a lot of her old lover's letter. He saw it in the pillow. Every night, she sleep on her old lover's letter, even though she got married. But she still miss her old boyfriend. And the Lord, so when he go down to the water, the Lord tried to remind her, right? Now you're going to die and buried. When you come out, you're a new person. That pillow is the issue. You got to, it's not only the pillow, it's over here. You got to love your husband with all your heart. You should not think about 过去的一段情, right? The affectionate in the past. You got to total bury it, make it die with our Lord Jesus Christ. So really, I mean, we got to let people have this kind of concept. From now on, you are totally a newborn, new one. Oh, this is very important. Like, even though you are a baby, you do not know. But now you know, you got to understand everything is new after you got baptized. How do you maintain this newness after you? How do you maintain this newness? Of course, we just mentioned that you need to 圣灵的更新, right? You should have regeneration of the Holy Spirit day by day. You have 重生的喜, you have baptism of what? Rebirth, right? Now you need to have Holy Spirit to help you to renew you day by day. That's why over here prayer is so important, because you want to make sure you have fullness of Holy Spirit, you have power to become a new man. I keep telling the newly baptized people, our spirituality needs to be maintained. How do you maintain your spirituality? Because the Bible says it is not too hard, you know. Turn to 1 John chapter 5. Some people dare not to be baptized because they are afraid they will commit sin. They will commit sin again after the baptism. But you don't need to think it that way, because Jesus can truly help you, right? 1 John chapter 5, verse 3. 1 John 5, 3. Sophia? The commandment is not a burdensome. 诫命是不难守的. How do you know commandment is not burdensome? It's not 是不难守的. It's not difficult to keep. Really, I mean, very few of you, yeah, truly do the maintenance, minimum maintenance of your spirituality. My personal feeling about minimum maintenance of spirituality is that from Monday to Thursday, you've got to have at least one Bible study with your peers or with the church member. Okay? From Monday to Thursday. Friday night, you got to go to church for services. Saturday, church services, right? But from Monday to Thursday, you got to have at least one. Otherwise, how can you maintain your spirituality? You know? That's why when you go back home, think of a way. Well, that, right? I think you do it, right? Yeah, thank God. You should doing it. Like nowadays, there are many Skype Bible study. You can do Skype Bible study with your local church, you know, or your peers. You're too young to have your own Bible study. You know that, right? When you do Bible study, probably you are you are too young. Maybe you do not know the Bible well. So I suggest you to study Bible with your local church, you know, and learn it systematically, because every local church, they will go chapter after chapter after chapter, chapter by chapter. This is the minimum maintenance for your spirituality. Therefore, it can remain new. Then to keep the commandment will not be a burdensome. Okay, my time is up. Is it? Oh, it's 25. I'm sorry, 5 more minutes. Okay, how many people think that water baptism for infant is totally valid? Yes, you think so. Why? Why water baptism for infant is totally valid? Because some church do not do baptism for infant. They allow them to choose, allow children to choose when they grow up. Now, why for infant is right? Anybody want to share? Yes. Okay, it's based on the parents' faith. That's very good. How can you give me a Bible example? It's based on the parents' faith. When there's a father bring the children to Jesus for healing, right? And it is the Jesus said, if you have faith, it will be done for you. And the father cried out, help my unbelief, right? So it is by the father's faith that the kids was cured, right? The same token, it is by the parents' faith the baby can receive water baptism. Can you give me more solid example or verses that it is okay for baby to be baptized? Anyone? Anyone? Yeah, your doctrine is not very good. Oh. You have been high school already, yeah? You learned this since you are a baby, yeah? No, since you are elementary one or two. Anyone? Why water baptism? When they get out of Egypt, did they bring baby out? Of course, right? When they get out, what is the get out of Egypt? Go across Red Sea prefigure? Water baptism, right? So the baby also follow parents to get out, right? Got to remember that salvation is for household. Salvation. Did I spell it right? Do I spell it right? Household? Why salvation is for household? For anyone in the house. Let's turn to Acts chapter 2. Monica? 2:38 and 39. The salvation is for you and your what? Yeah, it's for you, also for your children. It's all household. Not only stated over here by Peter, it stated also by Paul. Let's turn to Acts. What did he talk to the jailer when he preached to the jailer? Huh? What did he talk to the jailer when he prayed to the jailer? Xinru. Xinru. you and your whole household will be saved, right? Read 34. Read 33 and 34. He and his what? He and his family. Okay? Right? The whole household was very joyful. He and his family was baptized. So, yeah, that's why it's totally valid. I have a friend who go to NYTS with me in Taiwan. He insists that he will not baptize the children. And guess what? Because he's there, like, children have the right to choose their own religion. But too bad. He did not even send his children to the church. Their children is your age, maybe a little bit older than your age. It's disappeared from the church. Now, I'm thinking about even baby, right? You give them injection. You give them vaccine, yeah? Now, do you want to your children to decide if they shall receive vaccine or not? Right? It's not going to be... You wait until they are 18 to receive vaccine? Are you serious? Right. Now you do whatever is good for your children. Baptize is for allow God to take care of the baby. Allow angels to take care of the baby. Why it is so difficult? So please understand this type of truth. Let's pray in silence.